It's Tuesday, April 13th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. MSP's security report released, the reopening, move stats, and an outlook, and the FCC launches a speed test app. This is the Business of Tech. Perch Security released their 2021 Perch MSP Threat Report. Over the last year, the report found that just 25% of MSPs that suffered a security breach said it was related to ransomware. However, almost 73% reported that at least one client had experienced a security incident, with nearly 60% of these MSP client incidents involving ransomware. In terms of security budget, more than 82% of MSPs increased their spending last year, while 75% of survey respondents have indicated that their budget for 2021 will increase by an average of 12.1%. Now, why do we care? This data on spending is in alignment with Gartner's data from yesterday's show on overall growth. Good news that the MSPs themselves are being breached with ransomware, not so great on the client front. I included a long read about Zero Trust from Tech Republic for those looking to dig more into Zero Trust security. Of note, according to the researcher, there is no Zero Trust products, just ones that work in a Zero Trust environment. This is also cultural, a combination of HR, privacy experts, and end users. I love the pivot because it's high value. It's not easy to make culture change, and not easy is code for profitable. So, about flexible work. Salesforce has announced it's reopening its offices in San Francisco in May, but employees can work remotely through the end of the year. It's being opened in three phases. The first is U.S. employees in areas where coronavirus risk is flat or declining. In context, Forrester has data about the flexible work models. The priority is cutting cost, improving IT support, and purchasing technology to support remote workers. But most importantly, are workers ready? I'm highlighting a piece in Slate around work-related anxieties in regard to the return. In short, many employees are just not happy about it. Concerns over May or June being too early, social anxiety issues, the concept of wearing a mask all day, or lack of consequences for those who don't wear them at all make the list of employee concerns. A theme emerges: lack of trust. Now, why do we care?
Yeah, but your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could, they didn't stop to think if they should.
Thanks to Malcolm for that insight, because it's relevant. A year and a bit ago in 2020, businesses had to move quickly to work from home and work from anywhere. It wasn't optional. What's different now is that it is optional. Business leaders have the ability to design and implement any return they want, at any speed they want. In fact, a good business leader now has two practical examples to compare, before and now, and can design anything in between. I'm really struck today by how many of the conversations are about the technology or the race to open, and not about what you should do. What builds the best organization to accomplish your business goals? You can do anything you want. Now, what do you do and why? I'd argue you have all the priorities right from Forrester, but the missing and most valuable piece is the decision-making around why. Do that for your own organization, and do that for your customers. The FCC has released a speed test app to measure internet speeds across the U.S. It's available on both Android and iOS. This app is part of the agency's more broad effort to collect more accurate broadband speed data across the country to move away from the self-reporting based maps currently used. This also adds to their addition of a website form for reporting. Now, why do we care? If you're interested in getting better broadband in your community, reporting data to the FCC is the way to do it. If you're in IT services, you have a significant reach to your customers. You can choose now to be part of this solution. So a heads up. Hackers are constantly evolving, exploiting new vulnerabilities, and dwelling in SMB environments, until they meet Huntress. Founded by former NSA cyber operators and backed by a team of threat ops researchers, Huntress helps find and stop hidden threats that sneak past preventative security tools. Curious what's lurking in your network? Go Go to Huntress.com to learn more or start a free 21-day trial. Thanks for listening. I couldn't resist a good movie quote. Thanks to Jurassic Park on that one, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.